music, news, entertainment. It's all right here. This is the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hi, it's Kelly, and welcome to the show. This week, we bring on Juno-nominated recording artist Royal Wood, talking about his new album, Ever After the Farewell, which deals with the roller coaster ride he's been on with the loss of his father and meeting and marrying the love of his life. Later on, we chat with Vancouver-based band Ben Sinister about their latest single called Heard It All Before, and we've got new music on the way from Neo, Leon Bridges, and Alice Merton. But first, it's Calvin Harris featuring Dua Lipa with One Kiss on The Kelly Alexander Show.
One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need.
Maybe we myself or do I want it back? I still got a little flame for ya, even though you drove me mad. Now and then I pretend that it's you when I close my eyes. You got yours, I got mine, but I wonder where you are tonight. It should've been
on the Kelly Alexander Show.
On the way, a chat with Toronto-based singer-songwriter Royal Wood. But first, it is Leon Bridges with Bad Bad News on the Kelly Alexander Show.
Thank you.
That is Leon Bridges with his new song, Bad Bad News, off his upcoming album called Good Thing, which drops on May 4th. He's also going to be hitting the road with Harry Styles for some dates in Argentina, Chile, and Brazil in May, and then is going to hit North America in August. Hey, it's Kelly, and we are happy to welcome back to the program Juno-nominated recording artist Royal Wood. Since the last time we spoke, Royal has had quite the topsy-turvy ride in his life, and he's going to tell us how that has inspired his latest album, Ever After the Farewell. Royal, thank you for joining us on The Kelly Alexander Show.
It's my pleasure to be back. Thanks, Kelly.
So your new album is called Ever After the Farewell, which I know has a lot of meaning for you. Can you actually explain it to the audience?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a longer meaning, but the condensed one is two major moments in my life are happening at the same time. So I lost my father to illness, and it was kind of a long battle. But in the end, it won out in the ways it should. And at the same time, I fell madly in love and got married. So there's two very polar opposite emotions during sort of the, not only the making of the record, but just, you know, the artwork and the life of it and the tour of it and everything that's kind of come afterwards. So it's been an interesting couple of years.
How was it emotionally to write the album? Because as you mentioned, on one hand, you know, lots of sadness and distress for sure. And then also on the other side, I'm sure exuberance and happiness and all that sort of good stuff. So was it a roller coaster ride for you in studio?
Yeah, for sure it was. But I think that's the place that it's always best for me. I think emotion always has a way of settling itself and finding its way into music. And I think it's the place that, you know, my wife's a huge music fan and very proud of me. And my father was, you know, one of my biggest fans too. So if there's any place they would want me to be, they would be making music. So all of that works out for the best.
Now, I'm not sure if this sounds cliche or not, but I was wondering if during the recording process, if it helped in your healing with the loss of your father on any sort of level.
Absolutely, it did. Yeah. Yeah. I think you say goodbye in many ways, and definitely making music is an important one for me.
Now, do most of the songs on the album touch upon the highs and lows of your recent past, or are there other themes going on throughout the album as well that you'd want your fans to sort of be aware of?
Well, I mean, it's just life, right? It's the roller coaster of life, and I think every human being feels all of those emotions at different times in their life, and that's what music's supposed to be anyway. And even if you write a song feeling one way or about one thing, the listener has their own idea of what it means to them at the time they listen. So it shouldn't be held too black and white to certain emotions. It's definitely just what you feel when you put it on. And I think that's the most important thing at the end of the day, including when you're out on tour and you're playing shows. I mean, you're going all over the place as a performer, and the audience is having their own interpretation.
Now that you've now that you have met the woman of your dreams and married her, is it easier or more challenging for you to write love songs?
That's a good question. I think it's always coming from the same place. So I think music just comes through you the way it should, and especially with this record being with a couple other writers at the same time with some of these songs. So you're all feeling things and talking about things and allowing things to happen. And most of the time I feel like the great songs just kind of happen, and then you step back and figure out what it all kind of means, you know. And some of my favorite stories about lots of writers that I love, from Dylan to McCartney, just kind of would do stream of consciousness and write something down, having no idea what it is they're writing about or what it's for. And I think a lot of times that's where almost the best stuff comes, because it's not filtered and it's not edited, and it just is allowed to be. So I think that's kind of my favorite place to be in the studio. And same with arrangements and recording, not having a scripted idea, not rehearsing a bunch, not doing a bunch of pre-production, just hitting record and you capture what you capture, and that always ends up being the most exciting.
Can you talk to us, by the way, about that process? Because I was reading, I guess, another interview that you'd done earlier about the album, and I just find it fascinating that you would sort of write and then record that day and sort of get the song, like, in the can, like, ASAP.
Yeah, all of these songs were sort of, the idea was to write in the morning, and then by afternoon we were hitting record and capturing the very initial ideas, and 99% of that found its way onto the record. There's a few things we had to overdub, like strings and horns and stuff back in Canada, but for the most part, everything that happened as it was being made is what we kept, and I think that kind of makes it exciting.
When you were recording, I know you did this over in London. How did that come about? And explain the significance of being in the studio where the Beatles had been.
Well, the significance was never lost on me. It's a pretty magical feeling when you're a kid and you have these heroes, and then to get to be an adult who's well into his career and making his sixth or seventh record and sitting down at the EMI console that, you know, John Lennon and Paul McCartney were working on and worked on Abbey Road on. And it's beyond special. And you know, you take photos and you stand with it and you get there early in the morning just to listen to music through it. And yeah, it was very fortunate, but definitely very fortunate. And it was just luck that found me there, because I heard a song in a coffee shop that I really liked back in Canada, and I did Shazam and figured out who the artist was, and then had my publisher contact their management. And he said, "We'll come on down to the UK and we'll do it one song." And that one song turned into three songs, which turned into a record. And now here we are.
That's fantastic. That's a great story. And when you were recording the album, I know that you when you've been on the show before, we've chatted, you and I, that you play many instruments. And I know on this particular album, you did most of the instrumentation again. Was that a conscious choice, or do you know this is always just going to be the situation that Royal's going to play most of the instruments?
I think it's a way of me sort of coming home to making music, because when I started, that's what I always did. And I missed it, to be honest. There's a couple of records there where I had a band in with me and we record live off the floor or have other players, and it gets kind of boring pretty fast just sitting on the couch. So I more thoroughly enjoyed the last two records more than I think anything else before, because I got to do my thing again. And when I started music as a kid, that's why I wanted to do it, was just to make it.
Joining us on the show is Toronto-based recording artist Royal Wood. Check out his website, royalwood.ca. Royal, knowing that you recorded the album over in England, is there going to be plans to do more of these recordings either over there or maybe head to the States? Like, is there a plan for you to sort of, I guess, just expand the recording process more globally?
Yeah, I mean, my last couple records were both made in L.A. And then this one, like I said, was made in London, U.K. And I don't know where the next one will happen. I always have plans of it being in Toronto, but things have a way of happening, so we shall see. I mean, I definitely would love to work with Jamie and his crew again, even if it's just to write and then record it back home. I don't know, but we'll see where it heads.
I did want to ask you, who are you listening to these days? Who is inspiring you musically?
There's so much music we're listening to these days, but definitely loving the Andy Schaaf and Michael Kiwanuka and Greg Alanisoff, and there's a lot of amazing songwriters. And my wife is definitely showing me the ropes, what to listen to, and she put me on a band called Dawes, which I didn't know about at all, and now we just can't stop listening to their whole catalog. So there's a lot of good stuff out there, even if you haven't heard of it.
I know you have tour dates going on into the late spring. Are you going to continue to tour the album into the summer and fall?
Absolutely, yeah. Usual tour cycle is you do about 18 months and then kind of sit back and see how it all landed and start thinking about the next one. So it'll be off and on, but yeah, you definitely have to tour it, that's for sure.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate your time as always, and of course, continued success.
Well, I absolutely appreciate the call.
That's Toronto-based recording artist Royal Wood. Make sure to follow Royal on his social media, and you can grab that off his website, royalwood.ca. Coming up, our chat with Ben Sinister, but first, let's take a listen to new music from Royal. It's Something About You on The Kelly Alexander Show.
I forget half the things I say. I don't realize when they pass my way. Something in your eyes, and man, it's got me high. Fall down like the wrong parade, getting ready for this masquerade. Since I saw your face, girl, you made me fly. Not asking out of jealousy for someone holding you right now. It's only half of the world to see when you're all alone. When there's no one home, 'cause I need love, and there's something about you. There's something about you. some weather, but I need love, someone to hold on to, someone to see me through. Would you be mine? Something about you. About you, yeah. Wind's blowing through your hair, so I apologize if I stop and stare. I'm not in despair, but man, I just can't lie. I'm not asking out of jealousy for someone holding you right now. Only half for the world to see when you're all alone in this new one home. 'Cause I need love, and there's something about you. There's something about you. Maybe it's the weather, but I need love, someone to hold. Something about you. Maybe it's the weather, but I need love. Someone to hold on to. Someone to see me through all the hard times. I need love. And there's something about you. Oh, something about you. Maybe it's the weather, but something about you, yeah.
Follow us on Instagram, Kelly Alexander Show.
I'll tell you you're right when you want.
On the Kelly Alexander Show.
We're going to be chatting with band Ben Sinister about their latest single in 3 minutes. But first, it is new music from On the Rise singer Alice Merton. It's called Lash Out on the Kelly Alexander Show.
Sometimes it's fighting hard to hold this
Merton with her latest called Lash Out. And if you don't know who she is, you need to investigate because she is in for the ride of her life, especially following the success of her song, No Roots. Hey, it's Kelly Alexander. Thanks so much for hanging in. We look forward to chatting with our next guest, Joseph Blood of the Vancouver-based band Bend Sinister. The guys have recently released a new single called Heard It All Before from their upcoming new album, Foolish Games, which drops in May of this year. Joseph, welcome to the Kelly Alexander Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
First of all, I have to start off by asking, how did you guys come up with the name Bend Sinister? Because I think it's fantastic. I love it.
Good. You know what? It's actually named after a Vladimir Nabokov novel.
Oh, wow.
For any literary nerds out there. Yeah. And so usually people ask if we were named after the Fall record, but no, we're named after dystopian Russian literature.
Very nice. I love it. And was it an easy consensus to come up with the name, like once you guys sort of figured it out?
It's been actually an ongoing thing where we're like, maybe we should change it because years ago people thought we were a metal band because of the name, but I quite like it. Bend Sinister too is what it means, is on a family crest there's a flash that goes from right to left, and if there's some sort of sordid history or perhaps a criminal in your family line, the slash gets reversed, and that's called a bend sinister.
Oh, wow.
So it sort of alludes to something kind of not going the right way, I suppose.
Well, I'm learning all kinds of good things from you today, Joseph, so that's awesome. So can you talk to us about how long the band has actually been together, and do you find over the years you have been together that the sound has evolved?
Yeah, well, the band started, Dan, the singer, he started the band when he was in high school, and it was very different, an instrumental band. And we've been playing together now for about 12 years, and in that time, I think he put out 8 records. And it changes when different members come in and out. It has changed a lot. We were much heavier and proggier kind of in the early days, and then we had a record that we were listening to a lot of yacht rock, so it kind of went in that direction. And then the latest record, the writing changes as new kind of people come in and out. Like, I've had a couple different drummers, and that really affects the sound, and it makes things exciting and kind of fresh as a writer.
Now, how would you describe, I guess, the vibe of the band? Like, do you all sort of write lyrics together and come up with the music together, or how does that sort of play out?
Yeah, it's very collaborative. There's usually 4 or 5 of us in a room, and it's nice. It's someone might come in with a nucleus of an idea, whether that's a melody or a chord progression or a riff or whatever, and then we will just, over the course of several jams and maybe touring as well, flesh out the arrangements. But it's very collaborative, and for the last few records, we've always just split up like the writing, the royalties equally amongst all the members, because it's not like there's one person really coming in and steering the creative direction entirely on his own.
Okay. Now, your latest release is called Heard It All Before, and the song is Rockin'. And I know a lot of the people that listen to my show know that I'm a huge R&B and sort of hip-hop fan, so the fact that I'm digging the rock business is awesome. So did you guys know you had something really special with this song? Because it really, it's pushing and it's moves, and it makes you want to, get involved and clap and sing and all that sort of good stuff.
Well, that's great to hear. A goal for us has always been to... We often get pegged as a little too complicated sometimes for mainstream, like commercial rock music, I suppose. So this album, actually, it's the shortest, like the songs are the shortest they've ever been. We were really trying to write catchy pop songs and still, make them interesting to us to play. And it's funny that you mentioned, R&B and hip hop, because we were listening to a lot of Dr. Dre when we were kind of writing this record. So Matt, who's a bass player, is really getting into a lot of those rhythms and melodies and that sort of thing. So it's interesting that it maybe sort of coming through somehow.
Yeah, maybe it is. And I wanted to ask you as well, I'm sure it's different for everybody in the band, but who sort of influences you musically, and do you think that somehow seeps into what you're doing as your section of the band?
Myself? Oh, sure. I mean, I've always been in love with guitars. Daniel Ash is one of my favorite guitar players. He was in a band called Bauhaus and Tones on Tail. And I was like Dave Navarro when I was like Jane's Addiction when I was a kid. Very sort of the theatrical guitar players. And that definitely influences me. So when you're listening to the the records, you know, they're primarily driven by piano and organ and keys, but then I've got all this freedom to put in these sort of over the top guitar parts, which I love playing. It's just basically makes me laugh when I play them, but it's a lot of fun.
Joining us on the Kelly Alexander Show is Joseph from rock band Ben Sinister. Make sure to check them out and grab all their social media handles, bensinisterband.com. If you could go out to dinner with any artist or band to pick their brain, who would it be and why?
You know what? I would love to go out for dinner with Joni Mitchell.
Oh, wow. Great.
Because, I mean, she is an amazing guitar player as well, speaking of that, and obviously a fantastic songwriter. And I would just love to get her perspective on being in, you know, being in the music industry in that time period and being this sort of soft-spoken female and how she stood up to Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And I just think she would have an amazing perspective that would be completely rare and a privilege to have a moment with her.
In the realm of work that I do, I'm a radio announcer in a top 40 station, or at a top 40 station, I should say, and what we do is sort of play a lot of singles. You know, it's a singles market these days, at least in that genre of music and pop and R&B and sort of EDM. Coming from a rock standpoint, do you find you're in the same conundrum? Because I know you guys just put out the album, or you're going to put out the album. We're going to talk about it in just a sec. But do you find it challenging to sort of think about singles first, or do you still view things as album projects?
This particular record was probably more single-based. We've done albums in the past that were more a concept kind of thing. I think, though, you know, the old was a Marshall McLuhan book, the medium is the massage. When you're creating music, the delivery system can become part of the art. So it doesn't, I'm not upset that the album is passe now. You just have to make Spotify maybe part of the art and just treat it differently.
So talk to us about the album, Foolish Games. Again, it drops in just a couple of months. How would you describe it to your fans and then potential new fans who are listening now?
Sure. Well, to anybody familiar with the band, as I mentioned earlier, it's much more of a pop record. We started our last record with an 8.5-minute long prog rock opus. this whole thing clocks in at under 40 minutes. But it's catchy and it's fun, and I think it still has a lot of the sort of trademark Ben Sinisterisms that our longtime fans have come to enjoy. And for someone new, you know, I used to just say that listening to Ben Sinister was like digging through your dad's record collection. I think you'll find you'll hear a lot of references and sort of little things that will remind you of something that you've heard in the past. And we love just kind of, I was going to say, use the word regurgitating. That's not the greatest word, but regurgitating all the classic music of the past and trying to put our own spin on it. It's very difficult to be, you know, completely original anymore. So, but it is a rock and roll band in the truest sense of the idea. It's, you know, drums, bass, guitar, and organ.
Now, with regards to the album itself, is there a theme? Is it just a bunch of songs that you've sequenced together? Like, how does it go in your heads?
Lyrically on this record, Foolish Games is the name of one of the songs, and Heard It All Before. I think a lot of the themes on this record just sort of are about not sweating the small stuff and kind of just looking towards the bigger picture, I suppose, in your life, whatever that means. So not getting so swept up in the minutiae of the day that causes you stress and all that kind of thing, and just letting it go and looking towards a broader, happier perspective in your life. If that means anything, I don't even know. I always have a hard time answering that question. I don't know. It's about relationships and drugs. I don't know.
We'll go with that. That's fine. On your Facebook page, I was reading, because I try to do as much prep as I can when I'm doing interviews. So on your Facebook page, it says the band is interested in dogs, hot tubs, bonfires, and taxidermy, in that order. Do you care to comment on exactly what that means?
Well, we all love dogs.
Okay.
That's no problem there. And hot tubs, it is a, you know, when you're traveling across Canada in particular, there's hot springs everywhere. So we, as much as possible, like to work that into our routing. And anytime we're, you know, booking hotels or whatever, it's trying to get a hot tub. The taxidermy thing, that's a little dated. We did a record called Animals in 2014.
Okay.
And at that point, we were had this funny thing where we were everywhere we were driving, we were collecting taxidermy. We decorated the stage with it, and yeah, that got mixed reactions. That little phase. So,
I can't imagine.
But it's funny, you know, it depends on where you go. We played a festival in Winnipeg called Festival de Voyageur, and it's February, so it's just frigidly cold. And Dan had this big fake fur coat that he was wearing. He looked like a bear walking around. And everybody at the festival was coming up to him saying, like, that's an amazing fur coat. Where did you find it? And he goes, oh, don't worry, it's not real. And then they went, oh, gross. So, you know, I was like, oh, you know, everybody there is wearing raccoon skin hats and real fur. So it's, you know, I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, it's hard to please everybody. That is for sure. But I think that's the best band interest page I've seen, or like the best description. So that's good. When people head out to see you on stage, what can they plan on experiencing from a Ben Sinister show?
Well, it's very danceable. We like to get the audience moving. We don't take ourselves too seriously. You're not going to find one of those brooding indie rock bands that, you know, expects everybody to just like, you know, shut up and pay homage to the band. It's like, we like everybody to have a good time and have some beers and hit the dance floor, and just enjoy yourself.
Perfect. Now, after the album drops in May, are you guys heading out on a cross Canada tour? Will you be heading to the States? What's happening?
We are doing some festivals primarily in Western Canada right now. And then we will hopefully be going down to, down the coast, San Diego, back in September. And then we'd love to plan a run in Ontario and Quebec as well. But when that will happen, I'm not entirely sure. But it's been a few years since we've been out that way. So we're overdue to play Toronto and Ottawa and Montreal and Quebec City and all those amazing places that are just so far from Vancouver, yeah. Unfortunately.
That's true. It's and different time zones and the good thing about that, too.
Yeah.
So, Joseph, thank you so much for this. Again, the song is fantastic. I can't wait to hear the album, and you're welcome back on the show anytime.
Hey, thank you so much, Kelly.
That is Joseph from rock band Ben Sinister. Again, make sure to check them out on their website, bensinisterband.com. Let's take a listen to their fabulous new song, Heard It All Before, on The Kelly Alexander Show.
I've been losing my mind. I lost track of time, living in a never-ending headline. It hurts to think, we don't ask why, but you gotta try, you gotta try. Now take a breath, don't be like the rest. Money is power, but power is meaningless. Well, I know you say you want to change the world. I believe in you, I gotta try, I gotta try. We'll be right back.
music on The Kelly Alexander Show.
I just wanna be a good man to you, girl. That's all I wanna be. Hey, that's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. So I just wanna be a good man to you, girl. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. So I just wanna pick the phone up. Every single time you call, it don't matter where I'm at. I wanna be chillin' with Obama, talking business. See you callin', tell him, hold up, I gotta take this. Let the world wait. Wanna wear it like a medal. Tell him that I'm a spoken for a fellow. Ladies say hello like I'm who they wanna be with. I do everything with my left, I know you see it. Trifling, listen baby, I ain't nowhere near perfect. But I promise to make it all worth it. Giving you the thing to be the man you deserve it. Making sure you're smiling, way more than you're hurting. Taking my time to hear you when you're talking. Reminding you how bad you are often. Keep them legs shaking, making love and making sure you understand that it's in my plan. So I just wanna be a good man to you, girl. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be. So I just wanna be a good man to you, girl. That's all I wanna be. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be. Tell the truth. Truth. Never leaving out the parts I know gon' upset you. Never doing things that I ain't got no business doing. When you're around, when you're not around, I respect you. And I would never make a fool out your baby. No, 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 I never make a fool out your baby. I'm making sure you can trust me beyond a shadow of a doubt. So when them bras run up on you with my name and name out, you tell them you can be gone with all that. Cause you know what we got is beyond all that. You know we got that real thing. Gon' be the object of some hating. Hey, but we gon' be alright, we gon' be alright. Making love after every fight. Girl, from the day I put that ring up on your hand, in front of friends and fam, I had a plan. And my plan is to be a good man to you, girl, that's all I wanna be. Hey. That's all I wanna be, baby. That's all I wanna be. Said I wanna be a good man to you, girl. That's all I wanna be. Said it's all I wanna be, baby. All I wanna be. Oh, oh, oh. La 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 la. La la la.
Neo with Good Man, and Neo plans to drop his new album, also called Good Man, in June. Hey, it's Kelly. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on the show this week. And of course, a big thank you going out to our guests, Royal Wood and Ben Sinister. Also, a big thank you going out to our producer, Adam Brisson, for pushing all the right buttons. Please make sure to follow us on all of our social media. You can do so by hitting up our website, kellyalexandershow.com. And of course, love for you to check out our interviews on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/kellyalexandershow. Have a great week. And to close out the program, let's hear from SZA with Broken Clocks off her debut album, Control. And SZA actually performed the song recently on the 60th Annual Grammy Awards back in January. Enjoy!
Run fast from a day job, running fast from the way it was, jump quick to a paycheck, running back to the strip club. I'm never going back, never going back. No, you can't make me. Never going back, never going back. They never take me. I've paid enough for petty dues. I've put enough of shit news. Think but dirty shoes since I was 10. Love dirty men alike. Ooh, better day than yesterday. all that I got. Pieces and pages, talking a lot. Sorry, I'm faded. Think I forgot. You love me. You love me. You love me. Got a shift at 10 a.m. Got a dip at 10 p.m. Gotta get that cash. Won't get past the lunch break. I ain't had a smoke break in about 2 days from break. Been about 3 years since I dated you. Why you still talking about me like we together? I moved on for the better. You moved on to whoever. I was down with whatever and then some. You gon' make me late to work again. Today than yesterday. Ooh, I just take it day by day. Ooh, never hearing what they say. Ooh, I just do it my way. All I got is these broken clocks. I ain't got no time, just burning daylight. Still love and still love.
Follow us on Instagram, Kelly Alexander Show.